Okay, today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Bamitzia. We are up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Ches. So when a person finds a Mitzia, he needs to take care of that Mitzia. So Matzah Svarim Kari Benach Soshim Yom. The way to take care of Svarim is to read from them once every 30 days so that they don't get ruined, meaning it needs to be aired out a little bit. So by reading from them, you air them out. V'meni Odeya Likros. If you don't know how to read from them and, you know, give them their normal usage, Golan, then at least you should roll them to accomplish the same goal. Avalo Yomul Behem Betchila. But you shouldn't learn anything that you've never learned before from the Svarim, because then you're gonna have to concentrate more, you're gonna have to spend more time on it, and that's gonna cause it to get damaged, meaning rolling it is basically what takes care of it. But to really focus and to really spend a lot of time on it is likely to ruin it. You also shouldn't have somebody else reading it with you, because you may not be at the same pace of reading, and one you will be pulling in one direction, the other one will be pulling in the other direction, and then you'll end up ripping the Sefer. Sefer, of course, means like a scroll that they used to have. Matzuksus minara ach shoshim yom. If you find clothing, then you have to shake it out every 30 days. Vishot chal tzorch, again, to air it out. Vishot chal tzorch, and you could spread it out for its benefit, avalol kvodo, but not for your own benefit. Meaning, you have to spread it out every once in a while so that the moths don't get to it or things like that. But if you're just doing it to show, you know, you have guests over and you want to show off your nice clothing, you shouldn't use this mitzia as a way of getting your own benefit from it. Klei kesef, klei nechoshes. If you found silver or copper kalim that are obviously somewhat valuable and might get stolen, so mishtamish ben sarchan, you could use them for as much as they need to be used, so that they don't get ruined, because the metals can corrode if they're not used properly. Avalol shachkan, but you're not allowed to wear them down. Klei zahav, klei zechuches, if it's gold or glass, where the metal never corrodes, it never gets worn down. Lo yigaben achi avelio, then you're just not allowed to touch it until Elio and Navi comes and tells you who the owner is, because there's no excuse to use it. It has no need to be used. Matzah sak or kupa v'kaldav v'shein darko litol. If you find a sack or a box or anything that you wouldn't pick up because it's beneath a person's kavod abrios to pick it up, that he's the type of person that wouldn't be carrying such a thing, hareze lo yitol. This is the din known as zakein vein l'fi kvodo, that the mitzvah v'shavas aveda doesn't apply when the particular aveda is beneath the dignity of the finder to pick up. Mishnah test, ezu hi aveda. What is considered an aveda? Matzah chamor pararon baderech ein zu aveda. You see a donkey or a cow that's just grazing next to the road. That's not an aveda, because probably the owner let it out to graze and he's going to go pick it up later. Chamor v'kelev havuchim pararata bin akramim. But if the animal is in a very unusual situation, the donkey, where it's kelim that are on the back of the donkey are backwards, they're lopsided, or you have a cow running through vineyards where it's likely to get hurt, harezu aveda, that's an aveda, because the owner never would want that to be happening, so obviously he lost it. Hichziru uvarcha, hichziru uvarcha. If you keep returning the lost animal and it keeps running away again, you have to return it even four or five times, shemra shev teshivim, because the double lashon of hashev teshivim tells us that you have to keep on returning it. Hayabatal misela, if you stop work in order to pick up the aveda, and therefore you lost a sella's worth of salary, lo yomer lo tein li sella, you cannot tell the owner that he owes you a sella. He would only have to pay you what you would take to stop doing a harder job in order to do a much easier job, which is essentially what you did, meaning if you were hired to do something that involved very heavy lifting and you paid a sella for that, so most people would take an easier job for a little less money, and that's all you can ask for. Im yesham beizdin, if there's a beizdin that's there, and you claim that instead of returning the item and earning less money, you'd rather work at your own job and earn more money, masna b'fnei beizdin, then you can make a tanai in front of the beizdin that, yes, I'm willing to do this hashavas aveda, but only on the condition that I get paid in full for all the salary that I would otherwise get. Im ein sham beizdin, b'fnei miyasna, if there is no beizdin, Beis Din, then who do you make the Tanai from? In front of Shelo Kodem. So then there's no way to make a Tanai, and therefore you can worry about your own money before you worry about the Hashavas Aveda, and you'd in fact be Pater from Hashavas Aveda. So you don't need to do the Hashavas Aveda. You can continue your typical work day in such a case. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Ches, we said that you need to take care of an Aveda to whatever extent you that involves using it, but only the use that's helpful in the care of the Aveda, like reading or rolling from Svarim, or shaking out clothing, but not for your own use or for your own kavod. And an aveda that will never get corroded, like gold or glass kalim, you're not allowed to touch at all. And an aveda that's beneath your dignity to pick up, it's stuck in vein ulfi kvodo, you don't have to pick up. And then in Mishnah Tes, we said that if you see an animal that's just grazing by the side of the road, that is not an aveda, but if it's in a place or in a way that's clearly harmful to it, it's clearly not intended to be there, then it is an aveda, and you have to do a Hashavas Aveda, even if it continues to run away each time, and you keep and the guy keeps on losing it, you still have to keep doing Hashavas Aveda. And if you have to give up money, you have to give up your job in order to do Hashavas Aveda, you only get reimbursed like a poel batel, unless there's a beis din in there, and you make a tanai in front of them that you're only willing to do this Hashavas Aveda if you're going to get your full wages that you would get for your normal job. And if there's no beis din in there, and you want to get your full wages, so then you don't have to give up your job. You're allowed to ignore the Aveda. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud.